We welcome you back. This is Michael Melfi with the Trep Talk, and we're on the Michigan Business Network. Let's hop right back in.
Huge impasse of wealth that's going to happen with women. And you recently wrote this book, and it talks some about that, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And as I mentioned, you know, when Think and Grow Rich came out in 1937 after his lifelong work, there were no women in business back then.
Right.
They were teachers or nurses. So the book is, he interviewed a lot of wealthy men. Well, I still today believe the steps to success are the same. Think and Grow Rich is as valid today as it was back then. But I wanted to honor him and also let women understand that even though it was through his eyesight and men, that it was as powerful for us as well. And so the Think and Grow Rich for Women was an incredible project that I loved, and the fact that each chapter, the same chapter outline as the original book, and I synthesize Napoleon Hill's original concept, so enthusiasm, you know, understanding the power of autosuggestion, what are we feeding our mind? And then I talk about how I use each of those principles in my own journey. And then I interview various successful women from history, today, whatever, that use that level of success to generate success in their lives. And I have a series of quotes from a lot of different women. I have over 300 women outlined in the book. And then at the end of each chapter, it's really to the most important woman, that's the one holding the book. I ask questions, how have you already used this? How can you use this to further your success? And it was an incredibly fun, wonderful project because women can read the stories and they may not relate to one story, but the next one can feel like they're talking to themselves, and that's an important thing.
Love it. And I want to ask you about the one more kind of series of books, and I promise we can move on to some other stuff. As a book nerd, and one of my readers know that I read books quite a bit and talk about them. You've done a lot with the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series and those 14 other books that went along in that series, and those two have a unique kind of message and concept, and you want to share a little bit about those and the message around those?
Well, absolutely. We released, this is 2017, is the 20th anniversary of the release of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I own that company with Robert Kiyosaki. We wrote 15 books together, and I was CEO for the first 10 years. And the whole concept behind Rich Dad, Poor Dad and that whole series is for people to take control of their own personal financial lives and understand the importance of assets. You know, we get so tied up in our jobs and our salaries that we remain our only asset. And so we want people to understand the power of building assets that work for you. And that it was the generation of the entire company. And so it was a huge honor for me to be an integral part of building the largest personal finance brand. But then when I left in 2007, it was a huge honor when not only did President Bush ask me to be on the first President's Advisory Council for Financial Literacy, but then I got the call from the Napoleon Hill Foundation. So after building the largest personal finance brand, I was asked to step into the largest personal development brand. So I have been truly blessed and honored to really help reinvigorate the teachings of Napoleon Hill.
I love it, and Napoleon is one of my favorites. And Sharon, I took a little bit of time there, and I appreciate you going there with me because I thought it was important to some of those. Some of our listeners are going to know of your name, know of you, and have heard some of those titles we've heard. And now I want to kind of take a left turn and talk a little more, and talk a little more about what it takes to be successful, what it takes to create wealth. And so, the one question I love asking people is, as anyone who's been around money, what is the first time you made money, and how did you do it?
Well, I got my first part-time job was when I became old enough at 14. Now, before then, I did all kinds of babysitting and other things. So I grew up in a very entrepreneurial home. So if I wanted something, I made the money to get it. But I started out as a waitress back in Orlando, Florida, and then became a night manager at the restaurant. And when I graduated from college, I think I had earned $22,000 that was in the bank to help me start my career, all from part-time jobs while I was still in school.
Wow. And was there anything, kind of a defining moment or anything about those jobs early on that kind of you feel set you on your way or was kind of a guiding measure for you?
Well, certainly I think the power of service. When I talk today to entrepreneurs, I say the most important thing is for successful businesses is they solve a problem or serve a need. And so even as a waitress, as long as I was being helping people, giving them the right level of service, I was going to be rewarded financially. And so it's that working with enthusiasm. We talk about that in Think and Grow Rich. Again, going the extra mile. So if you have a job, that's great. We're not saying don't have a job, but understand that your power there is to make your boss look good, make that company succeed. And the more energy and effort you can put into it, the quicker you can raise up the ladder. But if you have the idea of starting your own company, keep your focus on the problem you can solve or the need that you can serve, and that's going to help you grow a successful and sustainable business.
I think that is great advice, and I think one thing I'd like to ask you about is about success. And we've got to, for the last few minutes, talk about your success and hear about it. And I think one of your successes is attributable why people are listening to podcasts today. And back in 1989, you had joined forces with the inventor of the first electronic talking book, which someone could definitely say that talking books are an early form of podcast.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Again, Michael Melfi with the Trep Talk on the Michigan Business Network.